this is Global Project Linking. To link or not to link? That is the question. I am your host, Paul Pearson. And of course, nothing ever works like it's supposed to. Try again. No. Okay, we'll do it the hard way. There we go. I've been a Flare user for a long time. I've been a Flare trainer and a consultant for a while, and I've seen a lot of people work in projects, and so I'm using that expertise and experience to hopefully sharing with you today to give you some ideas on global project linking and what works and some strategies you can use if you are going to use it, show you how it works, and that's my contact information in the various forms. If you're interested, the slides are in the app. This is my cute family. Yes, I have five. I promised to talk about them, so my brief moment of discussion. I do have five kids, and the oldest is 12, and they're at Grandma and Grandpa's house in near Sacramento, so that my wife and I can be here for a break. So that's kind of fun. What are we going to cover today? We're going to talk about what global project linking is, and then why you can use it, why you should use it. We'll go through the process of setting up the link between the two projects. We will talk about working with both projects and things you can do to make life a little bit easier for you when you are working in multiple projects. And tips for working in the child project. We'll give some thoughts about source control. And then finally ask the question, is global project linking right for me? So what is global project linking? Global project linking is the ability to have one Flare project that contains certain files that you want to share with another Flare project. But you don't want to copy the entire project. There's just certain files in the project that you want. There may be style sheets. There may be master pages. There may be page layouts. These things that branding that you want to share that you don't want to have to copy over every time into your project. So global project linking is a type of single sourcing. You're sourcing the content from one location and using it in multiple other locations. We'll talk about the one project being the global project or the parent project. That's the project where the files are coming from. And then we have the child project. That's the project the files are going to. So those are the terms we'll be using today. So this is, why should you use global project linking? And this is, like I said before, advanced single sourcing. It allows you to share these files, images, master pages from one project to another. And then changes that are made in the parent project or the global project automatically get copied down into all the child projects. So, so you make a style change in the one project and in the parent project, and those style changes will be reflected in all of the child projects that import that parent project. So when you're going to set up the link, my screenshot's old. Sorry, Flare came out with a new version after I submitted my slides. When you set up the link, it's the same process. In the project ribbon, you're going to go. So first you go into the child project, the project where you want to import the content into. And then you're going to go to the project tab and click import and then go down to the bottom and click Flare project. So I'm going to do this as a demo. We'll hope it works better than my demo yesterday. Did anybody come to that one? Yeah. My computer blue screened in the middle of my presentation. So, but I have a backup. So I'm ready for it. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to Flare. So in this case, I'm going to start from an empty project, a brand new project, to show you how you can bring content into it. It works the same way if you already have existing content. There'll be some more conflicts probably because you'll have some default files that will have content in them. But the simplest way to just demonstrate this is to create a new project. So we're going to go to New Project and start the new project wizard. We're going to call it Global Project Linking 3 because I've been testing this. So hopefully it will all work correctly. We give it a project name and give it a project folder where we want this new folder to live. And we're going to use an empty template so that we have as few files as possible in our project. and we'll go ahead and generate that project. So if we look at the Content Explorer, we can see that there are very few items in this project. There's a default page layout, some default style sheets, there's one topic, and that's all we've got. So now we're ready to import our parent project into this project. So we're going to go to the Project tab. We're going to click on the Import button, and we're going to import a Flare project. Now it asks us to go and find the project file where the, you know, the parent project. So basically we're going to click this button and we're going to go to our, go in our directory to the project that is our parent project. In this case, it is this project right here. So this is, this project we're going to be importing from is my actual project at work that we use. And so there's going to be a lot of files in there, but we'll filter them out in a moment. So the question here, there are some options on delete stale files and delete unreferenced files. This has to do with what happens when you reimport projects, if files get dropped or not. There's information in the help on these two buttons, and there's a link in the on the slide in the app to show you where you can get that information. Right now, we're just going to go with the defaults. So when we get to the include import options, let's go back to our style. Let's go back to our presentation for a moment. So we have we've selected our parent project. We did want to leave, so I didn't mention this, leave the auto reimport before generate output checked. This is important because if you uncheck this box, then Flare will only reimport the global project when you do it manually. But if you check this box, every time you generate output, the first thing Flare does is it goes to the parent project and says, is there content here I need to import? And if there is, it imports the content, and then it generates the output. So that's a pretty handy option. So then we're going to pick picking the files that we want to include. There is a whole list, and I'll show you in just a minute, of the types of files that you can include. And basically it works by filtering by file extension. So you choose which types of files you want to include, which files you want to exclude. The ones that I recommend here, listed here on the slide, I think that are commonly used across projects: condition tag sets, file tag sets, master pages, page layouts, skins, style sheets, and variable sets. Now, I put style sheets and table styles on the same line because they are the same. They have the same file extension, .css. And so you can't choose to import just style sheets and not table style sheets, or just table style sheets and not style sheets, because they're the same extension. Flare doesn't know, when it's importing, it doesn't really know the difference. So let's go back to Flare, and we're going to click Edit here so that we can edit the files that are going to be included. Now we get this file filter list. I think this is an interesting default setting. I don't really understand why this is the default setting, because most of the time you don't want to import all of the topics from your parent project. The point is that you want other types of files instead of the content files themselves. So we're going to go ahead and remove the HTML, the topic files, and we're going to click Add. And then we get this long list of all the different types of files that we can import. Going from our list, let's go ahead and I'm going to do something on this computer really quick. Where did it go? Come on, click. So looking at our list, we want to do condition tag sets, and we're going to do file tag sets, and we're going to do master pages, we're going to do page layouts, we're going to do skins, and we're going to do style sheets, and we're going to add variable sets. Now, we can click OK. The other options, you can look at them and see what works for you. Maybe you'll have some specific things that you do want to import, you want to share. For example, maybe you want to share all of your snippets with your child project. In that case, you'd come in here and you'd click Add, and you'd come and find the snippets and add the snippets. I find that most of my clients don't do that. They, because the snippets are pretty tied to the topics that they're part of. So what I am going to show you here in just a moment, another way to get some content files that you might not have thought of. So let's click OK, and we see that what happened here is it listed these different files, their extensions, as the files that it's going to import. Now, we have the option here to auto-include linked files, and I would recommend checking that box. The reason I recommend checking this box is that, for example, on your master pages or page layouts, you might have an image that you have referenced. If you don't check this box and image files weren't part of what you included, you'll have a broken reference. You'll have a broken link to that image in your master page or your page layout. So if we click auto include linked files, then it's going to take all the other files that are linked to the files that we're importing. So let's go ahead and, one more thing I want to do is one of the strategies that you can use when you're importing content is to decide, what if there are some topic files or some images or some snippets that I want to import, but I don't want to import all of them. My recommendation in that situation is to choose a file naming convention that you use for files that are shared between projects. So in my case, let me switch back here. In my case, I have files in my parent project that I want to share with all of the child projects, and they all start with the word shared. So I'm gonna add shared and then do a star dot star. So any files beginning with the word shared, whether they're images or whether they're snippets or whether they're topic files or whether they're anything else will get imported into our project as well. Did I spell it wrong? Oh, yeah. They actually won't if you don't spell it correctly. Thank you. So we'll spell it correctly, shared, and then let's click finish. And it's not actually finishing yet because it's kind of a misnomer. It really should be next. But it goes through and it pulls these files from the project and gives us a list of all the files that it imported. Now, we didn't import HTM files, you'll notice, but these ones were shared. They start with the word shared, so they came in. We have some HTM files. Let's see if we sort by file type, file name. We have some shared. There's a graphic that's shared. We have a snippet that's shared that got pulled in, only because that matched that shared filter that we created. In other cases, we also imported a couple of graphic files. These ones came in because they're part of page layout or a master page. They're part of the linked files that we included. We have some JavaScript files that were included on our master pages. We have some variable types, some snippets, some skins, page layouts, condition tag sets, and then the CSS files. So we like all that. That looks good. We do notice in a couple of cases that it tells us that the source is newer. That means that this file exists in our project, in our child project, but we're going to import it from the source because the source file is newer. If the file in my project were newer, it would be red, and it would tell me that the local file is newer. But I could still check the box and override it, and then it would still import. It would override the local file. So now we're going to click accept, and it's going to warn us and say the following files are going to be overwritten because these are ones that existed in my project, but they were newer in the source. And so we're going to click continue. And then it's going to import them, and now we see that our Content Explorer sort of exploded with a bunch of files. Now we see in the print folder there's the shared content. There's an HTML file. We also have another shared file. It put them in their correct folders based on what the folder structure was in the parent project. It doesn't just dump them into the main folder. It actually maintains your file structure. There's some images in here that are shared images, or like Aperture has a shared image. The other ones come from the page layouts or whatnot. We have our master pages. We have a bunch of the scripts that are in our master pages. We have page layouts. All of this got imported. Now, there's a distinction I want to make here between files that are imported and files that are not imported. And I think it's better shown because it's small on the screen there. But let's... and you can also include specific file names manually. If there's a specific file you want to include, you can include the full file name, and that file will get included as well. So you can either do the variable *.*, or you can include the full file name. Now, that's blown up, so you can see it better. Files that are imported have this overlay link icon on them, so that you know that this file actually is coming from a parent project. This file, the default here, is not imported. It's actually only in the local project. This is important because once you're working in a child project with imported content, you don't want to edit the files that are in the that are being imported, because they're supposed to be edited in the parent project. So you can easily see which of those files are by looking at the little link icon. Flare also shows that if we open up a a topic that is, or a content, a file that is linked here in the title bar, the tab, we can see that there's a little icon there that shows us this file is linked to the parent project. If I try and make a change here, and Flare pops up and says, hey, what do you want to do about this? This file is actually linked to a parent project. It's being imported from the project importer. You can continue with the operation. And if you do that, if you choose this option, basically it'll allow you to make changes, but it's going to overwrite those changes next time the file is imported using the importer. You can choose to remove the link and continue the operation, which is basically saying, I don't want to import this file anymore from the parent project. I actually want to have this file be different in my local project. And so that's what this, it will remove the link and continue the operation. And then you can remove the link and cancel the operation, but that doesn't make sense to me really. Why would you, you'd want to continue if you were removing the link? So you choose one of these options, or you can click cancel that, you know, and not do anything to this file. So we can see that this is true in the Content Explorer as well in the Project Organizer. If we look in our conditional text, we can see that we have these conditions that are being imported. Again, it's hard to see on the screen, but there's little icon overlays over each of these, and if we open them, we get the same icon here warning us that this file is imported, and if we try and edit it, we should get the same warning. Yes, we get the same warning that you can't make this, that you don't want to make this change. So, that's basically what you need to do to import a file, and if you want to overwrite a file. To re-import, you can come down to the Imports folder in the Project Organizer, and it has the project name that this is being imported from. We can double-click this import, and we can then see all of our settings that are being used for our source project, the include files. We're not excluding anything. We didn't talk about importing conditions. I'll come back to that in a minute. But then we can click on this tab and see all the files that are being imported. And if we had removed the links on any of the files, we'd be able to see which files are no longer being imported that we had removed the links on. So there's a way to come back and say, hey, did someone remove the link? Yeah, you come and look at this list and it will show you. Then at any point we can click this re-import button and it will go back and it will check and it will say, what file should we import? And in this list, it says file exists. In this case, there's nothing new to import. So there's nothing, I can click accept and nothing happens. Because there's nothing was changed in the parent project. So when you're working with both projects, I guess now's a good time to pause and ask if there's any questions to this point. In the back.
Yeah.
I have not worked a lot with translation, but here's what I do know about when you send a project out for translation. It comes back as a separate Flare project, and so it's not linked anymore. The translated project is not linked to the parent project anymore. It's linked to the source project, you know, through Lingo. But the actual translated project, I don't believe, is linked to the parent project at all. So let's talk about working in both projects, because this is one of the frustrations of using global project linking, is that especially in the beginning, when you're first figuring things out, you end up having to go back to the parent project to change the CSS file, and then you have to re-import it into the child project so you can see the change in the child project. And for a long time, I didn't realize that you can actually open up multiple Flare projects at the same time. And that's, you basically, when you're on your start menu, you right-click on the Flare icon and just either open another project or just click on Flare again, and it will actually open a second instance of Flare. So you can have two projects open at the same time. So in this case, we're going to open our global project, our parent project. We're going to make some changes, and then we're going to see how that affects our child project. So let's go to open. And it's in Bitbucket. And it's this source project right here. And so let's say now we have decided that there are some images in our project that we have decided should be, we need to share it. This image should be in our, it should be in all of our child projects. So we'll go down into the resources folder, and we'll go into the images folder, and we'll find that image that we want to share across the projects. We'll say it's this one, and we're going to rename it. And we're going to rename it shared. And then I put a dash just because, so I can keep them separate, or an underscore, but the shared is the important part because that's what we put in our filter. We save that, and Flare's going to want to update links, so we'll wait for it to update links. There we go. There's one field that needs, one topic that needs to be updated. So we'll update the links in that topic, and now we have this file that's called shared. Let's go into the CSS, and let's go into the style sheet, and let's modify a style that's one of our master styles. So we'll change our paragraph font. We'll change the color, I guess. Doesn't really matter. We're just going to make a change so we can see that change come into the child project. We'll make all our text orange because that'll be good. That'll be easy to read, won't it? So we save that. And now we've made our change in our parent project. We come back. We switch to our child project. And we re-import. And now Flare's going to show us that there's one file here, a PNG file that needs to be imported that's new that it found, and it's going to show us that the style sheet, the source is newer. So in this case, it's going to import both of these files when I click accept, and then they'll be in my child project. It's going to overwrite a file. Well, we know that. That's fine. That's the point. And now we have those images. That image would show up in our, where are our images? Images are up here. So that custom fields that we just created is now in our project. And our updated style sheet's in our project. So now one of the questions that people ask is, let's see. Sometimes I need to have files in my project, like a style sheet, that I can override some styles in the child project. But I want most of the styles to keep coming in from the parent project. But I want to override just one thing. How do I do that without breaking the link? And in this case, what we're going to do is we're going to create a new style sheet in the child project, and we're going to import into that style sheet using using the add import command in CSS. We're going to import the style sheet that's being brought in from the parent project. So let's go do that in our project. We're going to go back to our child project, and we're going to come in here in the resources, and we're going to go into style sheets, and let's, in this case, we could just modify styles.css, but let's create a new one, and we'll say a new style sheet. And this is our project specific style sheet. We'll add it to the project. And then I'm going to actually edit this in code so that I can add that import command. And the other thing I'm going to need to know is the name of the style sheet I want to import. So I'm just going to copy this to my clipboard so that I have it. Then let's open this with the internal text editor. So this is the style sheet that was that we generated. That's our new one. And we're going to do at import. And this has to be at the top of our style sheet, so we're putting it on the first line. At import URL, and then the file name of the style sheet that we want to import, and that's all. And then a semicolon. That's all we have to add. And now we can override any style in Venafi Master Style Sheet by adding it down here. That's the whole point of the way styles cascade in CSS. So let's say now I want H1s to be color purple. And then now I've got this set here. Now in this project, in my child project, I'm going to go to project properties and tell it that the default style sheet for this project is the project-specific style sheet. Now, when we open up one of our heading one topics, let's open up topic.htm, we'll open up that one. Now we have a purple topic title and orange body text, right? The orange body text is what we brought in from the parent project, and we've overridden the default color to be purple for our H1s. So this is a way that we can still control some style elements in the child project without breaking the link to the parent project. So any questions up to this point? Yes.
If you're
using source control? Yes. The question is, if you're using source control, do you have to pull down the parent project, or does importing it trigger the source control binding? Yes. And I don't know for sure. I do know that if it's not bound in Flare, then for sure it doesn't. If it's, so you can, like, in my projects, I don't do source control in Flare. I use another tool to do my source control. And so Flare's totally unaware of the source control connection. So in that case, no, it does not pull the content from, it doesn't go back to source and update the source from the parent project. I'm guessing that it does not, but I don't know for sure. That'd be a good question for the tech lounge. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, perfect. Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. That's good to know. So we look at the target here, and on HTML5 is the only target we have in this project. And there is the option to automatically get latest version of all files before generating the target. I knew that worked locally. I didn't realize that worked in the parent project as well.
Right.
Right. Yeah. This does it in the parent project as well. Oh, that's great. That's good to know. Thank you. Any other questions? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's the option in the, let's look at the import file again. This is the delete stale files option. So if you delete stale files, then if you delete them in the parent project, they'll get deleted in the child project as well. Other questions? Yes. We haven't talked about importing conditions, and that's a good question. There is the option here to, when you import, to import files based on condition tags. And that is another way to do it. You could apply a condition to your content and then only import files that have that condition. But then you would need to apply that condition to all of your files, all of your master pages and your page layouts and your, so you'd have to apply that condition to every topic, even if it matches the filter extension. So that way you can pick specific files, yes, and import just the ones that are conditioned. And that is, so you just click here, edit, and you'd find the condition tag set that is for your imports and choose to include or exclude and choose. Oh, that's twice in 2 days. Blue screen. Excuse me while I change computers. Okay. Aha. We're back and running. Okay, so let's go back here to the project organizer, go to our targets, we were looking at the import. And when we look at the import, there's the import conditions. When we click edit, the selected project does not exist. Awesome. We'll browse for it again. Okay, let's save that. And now look at the conditions. There we go. So then we would come in here and we would choose which condition tag set we want to actually include or we want to exclude. And so you can bring files in that way. I like the idea of using a filter naming convention simply because you choose at the time you create the file or when you edit the file that you want this one to come in. But it really is a matter of how you set up your content. If it's just a content decision, I guess, really. Other questions? Yes?
Can you only have one global project that you're importing stuff from?
No, you can import from multiple projects. Okay. You do have to worry at that point about if you're importing, like tried to import style sheets from multiple projects, if they had the same file name, you'd run into conflicts. But you certainly can. You can also, and I don't know that I recommend this, but you can also daisy chain them. So like you have a child project that is being imported into another child project. We've talked about doing that on one of our projects at work and decided that that was probably not the best solution, in part because you wouldn't automatically re-import from the parent project, as far as we could tell. The grandparent project into the grandchild project, if that makes sense. But you certainly can have multiple imports from master pages or multiple imports from Flare or other sources. If you had a Word import, it would show up here. If you had a FrameMaker import, it would show up here. And it would actually, in that target setting, we will look at right now, there's this auto sync, and by default, Flare automatically syncs all imported files before it generates the output. If for a particular target you decide, no, I don't want to do that, I'm actually going to, I only want to import when I tell it to import, then you can check this box, and then for this target, it won't re-import before generating. Off the top of my head, I can't think of a use case for this checkbox. I think, most people want to grab the latest content from the parent project without having to think about it, but it's there if you need it. Again, if this is checked, then you'll have to go into the master project or the import file and then click the re-import button every time you want to import from the parent project. Let's see if there's anything there. Now, in this case, my source is newer for all of these files because I moved my file location. So we'll just accept the files, and it will re-import them. So let's look at what happens in my child project here. If we change a file and we break the link. So let's say we want to make a change. We're going to continue and remove the link. Then we make this change. We make whatever changes we want to make here. And we come back to the file import. Now we'll see under removed links that this file is no longer being imported. And we notice you can't see it on the screen because this is even worse. I should try and change my screen resolution, which I had done on my other monitor, but that was not what I wanted. Okay. Let's pick something bigger. That's not full size. Yeah, it's still not big. That's not working. We'll just change the scale. That should help. That's a lot bigger. Okay, well, let's see if it works in Flare. Yeah, so this is a child project. This is not the same child project. Let's go into the one we were working in. And there's our shared home, and you can see that the icon overlay is missing. So you can see that this file no longer is being imported. Any changes made in the parent project will not be brought into this particular child project. Any other questions up to this point? Yeah. That's a good question. So just to repeat the question, he's asking if it's a good best practice to have your parent project contain just the files that you want to import into the child projects. I've seen it done both ways, and it works well both ways. In my main current project, we're doing it the other way. We actually have a full-on project, and we're just importing in from that project some files that we want in our child project. But it certainly can reduce confusion. If you have a lot of child projects, then it makes sense to have your parent project be just sort of a skeleton with the files that you want to import. If you're doing kind of a one-off job here and there, then you might as well base it off of your main project that you work in most of the time, and then import content. So it can go either way. But I would say it kind of depends on the number of child projects you have. If you have a lot of child projects, then it makes probably more sense to have a skeleton parent project. But if you have one or two, then maybe it doesn't matter so much. Good question. Okay. Let's go back to where we were here. Let's see. So we talked about tips for importing the child project, CSS. So the question is, we talked a little bit about source control. I did have a recommendation specifically related to source control in keeping both, and this isn't totally strictly necessary, but I find it helpful, keeping both projects in the same source control repository, and then but just separate folders for each project. This works, I guess, best if you have just a few projects. But what happens when you create the connection to the project is it's a relative link. Let's go tab to here. My mouse is connected to the other machine. So we look at the source project, and the source project is, it's a full file path. So I guess it doesn't really matter. For organizational purposes, when it's nice to have them in the same project or the same source control repo, but I guess it doesn't really matter now that I'm looking at it. When I first wrote this, I wasn't looking at the project, and I thought this was a relative link, but it's not. It's actually a full-on link, so ignore that. So that suggestion doesn't really matter whether it's in the same repo or not. It should work just fine either way, and especially now that we know that you can automatically re-import the parent project files. Do you have them in different repos? Yeah. So let's see. So then we ask the question, is global project linking the right solution for me? And it really depends. The alternative to global project linking is keeping everything inside of a single project, and then using conditions to generate content, different outputs for different projects, different targets, right? And for me, I look at it and say, well, if to keep it in a single project makes a lot of sense if there's a lot of shared content files. If there's if you have a lot of HTML files, a lot of snippets, a lot of those kinds of things that are shared across projects, across the targets, then it makes sense to keep them in a single project. It's a lot of work to maintain a parent project and child projects if you're going to try and be importing a ton of files that you're reusing in multiple places. Using multiple projects that are globally linked makes more sense when there are minimal content files that are shared, but you want to maintain style consistency across projects. You want to maintain master pages and those kinds of shared content files across projects. So there is no one right answer on whether a particular group of projects or should be a single project or not. I have met a lot of people who started out thinking they want to go the global project route and decided it was too hard. And then I've done work with them to try and bring those projects back into a single project using conditions. We go the other way around too, where people say they started out in a single project and say this is getting hard. I'd rather keep my content separate. And so they want to work in separate projects, and so it makes sense for them to do it in a global with this global project linking scenario. Questions that go into this decision or considerations that go into this decision might be how many writers are working on a project at a time, and how often you're worried about merge conflicts when you're working with your source control, and those kinds of questions that. So that there's a lot, the bigger your team and the more diverse projects you're working on, the greater likelihood that you're probably going to want to use multiple projects with global project linking. If everyone's kind of working in a shared environment and most of the content is the same or related to each other, then maybe you would want to keep it in a single project. So I don't have a definitive answer for you on this question, just some thoughts about what you would want to consider to decide whether you want to stay in a single project or break it out into other child projects. So questions about that or anything else we've talked about?
Is there a limit to the number of children?
Is there a limit to the number of children? There is not a limit to the number of children. Yeah. The parent project is totally unaware of the child projects. And so the only link comes from the child project to the parent project, and so there really is an unlimited number of links. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Once you have, if you change your mind about what you want to import and add something else that you had not imported previously, you'd have to go into each child import file in each child project and update that. Because they're not, because the import files live in the child projects. And so they're all unique and, you know, they're all, you could, yeah. Right. Yeah. That would make a lot of sense. Sorry. Can the import file import itself? It can. Why would you want to import itself? Oh, interesting. I have not thought about that. So you're saying that in the parent project, you import itself, and then in the child projects, it will re-import?
Well, in the child project, you re-import the import file.
Yeah. The import file. Yeah. But then it would import, the link would be, because the link is static, it would import all the projects that the parent project imports. But I'm not sure what the benefit is of importing it. I'm still not clear on the benefit of importing it into itself. Okay. We'll talk about it afterwards. Okay. Other questions? Yeah. I don't use Central, you're right. My guess is that they would not need access as long as they can reference the parent project.
Okay.
Then it would seem to me that it should work fine.
Okay.
Otherwise, that would be a defect in Central to me. Yeah. Other questions? Okay, well, that's what I've got for you. So we're done a few minutes early. You get 10 minutes of your day back. Thanks for coming. I'm happy to answer any other questions you might have. Come forward. There's my contact information on the screen. I appreciate your time. Please leave feedback in the app. I really appreciate the feedback that I get from you guys and find ways to improve. So thank you very much.